Blog Talk Radio.
Chaos Flight Controllers, gonna go for landing. Retro.
Go.
Righto.
Go.
Guidance.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Ecom.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom, we're go for landing.
You are tuning in to an episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir and Maria Wilson-Duff. Join us as we enter into the world of the paranormal, a world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and so much more. Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I am Jason Ophir, and this is episode 300 and something. I'm joined with Maria Wilson-Duff, as usual. Hello, Maria.
Hello. How's your day been going?
Oh, it's been lazy. I've been exorbitantly lazy for the last 2 months, as I was just telling you prior to the show. I'm just in standby still. My house isn't done being built, so I'm in a holding pattern until next week, and if they don't get finished and move-inable by next week, I'm going to have to throw an aneurysm, like for reals.
Well, don't do that. That sounds painful.
Yeah, no doubt. That's just sucks. I hate waiting. I am like one of the world's most impatient people. I've decided this. I don't like to wait.
Well, when you buy a house, you better just get used to the hurry up and wait, because that's exactly what happens.
It's kind of a pain
hurry
in the
up.
Ass. This is
it
my
is.
First
hurry
house
up,
experience.
Oh, is it? Oh, my goodness. Well, once you do this, you won't want to do it again.
So much electronic paperwork, initial that, initial this, sign this, blah, 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 blah. Why can't it be like you just hand the people cash, they give you the keys, bam, you're done?
Oh, well, there's so many wonderful federal regulations simply because a whole bunch of them came in once, what was it, when Obama was in office and the mortgage, everything just exploded. And everybody, you know, everybody deserves a house, so whether they can afford it or not, for the first 4-3 years they can afford it, then once we adjust that rate, then they're not going to be able to pay for it. So then everybody, there were so many foreclosures, and then the market just went down, and there were federal regulations before then and everything they had to do. But since then, it's like, oh my gosh, it's crazy, because you got to have your loan estimate first. Like, you have to get that within the first 3 days that you've applied for a loan for the house, and this tells you how much it should cost, and it breaks it all down, and then you've got a tolerance level in there that when you get your closing disclosure, it's going to tell you, I mean, it has to be within so many percentage points of what exactly that they had told you in the closing costs and everything. It's just freaking ridiculous. And you have to initial everything 400 times, so you can't come back and say, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, fortunately for me, I don't have to deal with a mortgage. I'm just paying cash, and it's still a pain in the ass. I couldn't imagine having to deal with loans. And my credit's shot anyways. I probably couldn't even get a loan.
Well, if you quit paying cash for everything that you buy, you might have some credit there, dude.
You got to pay cash. The government is a big spying NSA machine. They track everything. We need to go to a cashless society.
That's what they're trying to do right now. They come up with some kind of bullshit about there being a coin shortage. Come on, people. You won't believe that shit.
I saw that the other day, and I hadn't heard of this coin shortage. So I was like Googling it, and I'm like, why the hell is there a coin shortage? That's so weird. But supposedly, from what I was reading, it had to do with COVID and all the businesses being shut down. And fortunately for me, I have a wine glass full of nickels. So if the coins ever become so rare they become valuable, I have a handful of nickels to barter with.
Is that for the nickel slots that you play?
No, I don't. That's old school. Come on, this isn't 1970. We have electronic machines now. No more of this pull the damn handle. You know, if I had to pull a handle for as much as I hit them fruit machines, I would have blown a rotator cuff a long time ago.
You'd have that tennis elbow.
Yeah, gambling elbow. But, so that's what's going on. I ran into something just a few minutes ago I thought was interesting. And I know we were going to talk a little bit about MUFON, but this is kind of related. So I guess I can open with this, is that, so according to the National UFO Reporting Center, there were 6,340 UFO sightings that were reported in 2019. And incidentally, that was up from 3,456 sightings the prior year. And the first 3 months of 2020, the UFO reporting numbers are up 112% compared to 2019. So there is an explosion, statistically speaking, as far as the National UFO Reporting Center is concerned. And can you guess what state per capita is the most active for UFOs?
Probably Oregon.
Oregon's a good state. It's very close. According to these statistics, the state with the most sightings per capita is actually Idaho. At least for the first 3 months of 2020. Yeah. You want to see UFOs, I guess go to Idaho. Again, it was just for the first 3 months, but I thought that that was kind of interesting that Idaho was a hot spot. We know Oregon has a fair amount of UFOs, and especially Washington has one of the has a lot as well. It's one of the top places to look at them. There's that place up there that you could just go up at 10 o'clock at night and literally every night watch the UFOs around Mount, what is it, Rainier? Is that the one in Washington?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Something ranch. What's the name of that ranch where everybody goes up there to watch them? I can't remember.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember the name of it.
Stargazer Ranch or something. There's a ranch up there. Some dude owns some property, and people go up there and watch all these UFOs and lights fly around and fly in and out of Mount Rainier and crazy stuff. And that's only a couple hours from me.
Well, see, there you go. That you just need to take your little field trip and jump on out there. Get back into it, Jason.
Yeah, but the problem is knowing my luck, I'd be driving up there and then they'd get abducted and they'd put my body somewhere else on the planet, like in China, and I'd be naked in China and Shenzhen or someplace, not knowing how I got there. Bad idea.
Well, don't they have a lot of massage parlors down there? Or is that Thailand? Or the Philippines?
I'm going to say that might be Thailand. I don't know. I'm sure they do in China.
See, there you go. You'd be naked there and have a purpose. So, you know, can't be all bad.
Yeah, that's true. So,
I'm just trying to help you out, man. That's all I'm trying to do.
So Idaho was active the first part of the year.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Wonder how many of the reporting, though, came back to be all of those satellites that were launched, that are constantly launched into space?
Well, honestly, I'm sure that is the vast majority. Because, as you know, I am skeptical. And even with the UFOs, I know that's my subject, and I've had my own experiences. But, I mean, the vast majority has to be satellites or atmospheric phenomena, or probably even most likely in a lot of cases, craft that are under development, being tested by the U.S. government that we aren't aware of. You know, I'm sure. But out of every 10, maybe one is actually an extraterrestrial craft.
Well, lights in the sky are so hard to investigate anyway. I mean, I know I've worked a report that was submitted, and somebody woke up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning and looked out their window and saw this huge bright light that just stayed there for the next 45 minutes until it finally went below the horizon, and it was the planet Venus. And I know Venus is one of the most reported UFO sightings, and it's because it's just so bright and beautiful, but a lot of people mistaken that for a UFO. But and you, lights in the sky, I mean, they're just hard. You can't keep up with every airplane that goes by, and especially a lot of people won't submit a report until it's like 2-3 months later, simply because they kind of embarrassed about doing it, but it stays in the back of their mind and they want to submit it. But it's kind of hard to get all of the airlines, and then you have to get all your satellite tracking, and you have to get your star maps out and planets and everything else. And I mean, it's, you always want to go with the witness report and favor them, but I mean, there's so much that you have to count out before you can say, oh yeah, that might have been a UFO.
See, they want you to believe it's Venus when in reality it's a giant alien mothership of blood-sucking mosquito people that are just waiting to pounce on our God-fearing race.
It's the praying mantis people. We don't have any mosquito people.
Yeah. How terrifying would that be? 6-foot mosquito people. The big, long proboscis hanging out where they stab you in the middle of the night and you don't feel it, and then they suck you to look like a big, long thing of beef jerky. My girlfriend, she's cracking up, so I'm trying to keep her laughing by saying the most ridiculous crap possible, and that's just what popped into my head.
You and your food. Pizza, beef jerky.
I love beef jerky.
Oh, man.
Anyway, yeah, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I haven't seen a whole lot of UFOs out here, but I'm not looking up. One of these days, when I become ridiculously wealthy, I'm going to buy a ranch away from the city so I can actually see the stars. That's one of the things I miss. Was I'm like one of those people that could just put a towel out in the backyard and just stare at the sky. And I hope to one day be able to do that.
You don't, well, that would amaze me if you did that, because you tend to like to stay with your video games and stuff like that.
True, and I was playing a lot of video games today. But a little caveat to that is I wouldn't do it alone, because that would freak me out. I could not live out in the middle of nowhere alone.
Really?
I don't think I could do it. I would get too paranoid, you know? Like, something weird happens, my mind is just going in all sorts of directions, and I feel like I'm going to be taken. I'm going to be like the next Travis Walton.
Oh, no. You always are freaking out about that, but yet then this is somebody that wants to deny everything that's ever happened to him. Hello? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, but denial keeps my mind safe and sane. If I was to seriously start believing everything that I experienced, I'd probably lose my cookies. Wait, that's throwing up, not lose my cookies. I'd lose my marbles. That's it. There's a big difference between cookies and marbles.
Yes, definitely. Well,
I'd probably lose my cookies.
Yeah. You said worry about something that could happen that would probably never happen, but then deny everything that has happened. How does that work?
It's hard. It's very difficult being me. I'm a very unique individual with a unique life experience and a unique mind. I'm open but closed at the same time. I'm kind of a puzzle.
Yeah. But with a few missing pieces.
Well, that was a good one. Ooh, I set you up for that one. That is more than a few, darling.
Yeah. I'd say so. Well, good luck on getting into your new house so you can lay out in the backyard in a blanket and stare at the sky, and then they'll abduct you from there. So,
well, I'm going to be kind of in the city with my new place, and I am actually going out there tomorrow to see the progress of the work and how much work hasn't been done. I hope they're actually doing something with it. And I am stressing out about it because I need to get a refrigerator and a washer dryer. I don't know how that works. Do you just like call up Lowe's and say, yo, I need a refrigerator, washer, dryer, pick it out? Do they hook it up? I'm too lazy. I'm not going to lug that up three stories or however many it is. I guess it's just one story to the main level.
I don't know. Need to find out what their policy is or procedure that they're following during all this virus stuff. I don't know if they've gone to home delivery yet, because I haven't tried to buy one, but I know there for a while it was you could take it home with you and do it yourself, or they'll deliver it and they'll put it curbside, and then you're responsible from getting it from point A to point B.
Yeah, that's going to throw a wrench in it. One, I'm obscenely lazy. And
Jason, you're a big enough guy. You can do this.
I'm huge, but my back ain't that great. I got back problems, you know, probably because I have a big beer gut and it's pulling my spine forward. I don't know. I'm not physician.
You don't have a beer gut.
Yeah, but
that's
I Uber
me.
Eat
I've got
like
a beer
every
gut,
day.
Not you.
I know. I should start drinking again. That'd be awesome.
Well, I know a lot of places. If you're not home and it's a brand new build, they will deliver and they'll hook it up, and then you don't have anything to worry about. So it's just something you need to check into.
Oh, you like the builders?
No, the Lowe's or Best Buy or wherever it is that you buy your appliances from.
Yeah, the builders were going to do
it.
They were going to put in like a $2,000 refrigerator. I'm like, hell no, I don't need a $2,000 refrigerator. I get one for half
then
that.
Then just order what you tell them, and they'll just tell them what you want, and they should order it for you that way. That's why I'm doing with my builder.
I'm going retro.
Like,
I'm going retro. I want an icebox circa 1890. Old school.
I don't think you're going to find that. But now they do have the new refrigerator freezers that have the freezer at the bottom like they used to back in the day.
Oh, those are cool, yeah.
Yeah, they're just a pain in the ass. You have to bend over more.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Especially not in prison.
No! Would you stop? But speaking of new builds and things like that, and I don't think I've discussed this with you or anything, but May the 11th, they started building on my new place on the just not too far from where I'm living now. So I've spent my whole vacation in this wonderful heat getting up the crack of dawn to go out there and start painting on the inside of it so I can be done by 11:30, so I'm not working out in this 100-degree heat that's hitting us. So, or
I
should
do
I say indices, heat index.
I do not do heat. No, I will not even venture outside if it's 80 degrees, let alone 100.
Bless your heart. So what they would do is abduct you and drop you off in the middle of the Sahara. be done with it.
That's just like double whammy.
Or they put you down there in Louisiana where you think that if you want to know what the term air you can wear means, go on down there. Or actually, you could have been here for the past week. About the same.
No, I would be happy in like Greenland or cooler climates. It's a good thing I got the builder to include central air, so I at least I'll have air conditioning. It doesn't get hot up here very often. But
I was fixing to say, that's something unusual for your area, is it not?
Every once in a while. I mean, we've had periods of time when it's been over 100, but generally, you know, it's pretty mild. It's going to get hot here lately, probably in the 90s. But, you know, for the most part, it's very, very not terrible.
Well, that's good. Good for you.
But I know you had something you wanted to talk about with the Mutual UFO Network. What's going on with that?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, I'm sure a lot of people have already heard about it, but Jan Harzan, the CEO of MUFON, was arrested for soliciting sex to a minor. He was actually, thought he was talking to a 13-year-old girl, and he was actually talking to a detective. So I'm sure that was more online, because I don't think a detective could make their voice sound like a 13-year-old girl unless it was a female, and she's really good at that. But so I don't know if this was a computer thing, text thing, or if it was actually thought he was actually talking to a 13-year-old. But yeah, he's gone.
I've never understood that crime at all. Like, I understand that people do that, but there's like, I just, why do people think they're going to get away with that?
You know, I don't know, and I don't understand how a grown man can look at a 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old girl and think that's what they want to have sex with. I just don't get that. That's just, and you know, that is so common. It's just, that's like, they call it's human trafficking. Well, that's just a cover up name to sugar what it's actually going on. This is sex stuff. I mean, they're sex slaves, and they're using kids, and I mean, women coming in from that live in our country, and plus they have them. They're shipping them in from other countries, and they're just sex slaves. And you just don't hear about it that much. They just, when you hear the word human trafficking, that almost makes you think that illegal immigration coming in, and they're shipping people in illegally. That's just not even the correct name for it. It's just PC stuff just drives me up the wall. But anyway.
People are whack. I mean, sometimes I think humanity is lost, but yeah. So did he resign from MUFON, or was he removed, or how does that work?
Well, the crazy thing about it was that he was arrested on the 3rd of July, and MUFON waited like 10, 12 days before they ever even come out about it. I mean, they didn't even say anything about it. And I don't know what the deal was, and it was still a couple of days after the news broke before they decided of anything they were going to do. But me being a part of MUFON for just a couple of years, because I was in there for a couple of years, and I was like, you know, this is just crap, because I saw so much sad stuff that was going on the inside, and it didn't have any, I didn't see any of that. But I saw people being shuffled around, people being taken out of positions, that had been with MUFON for 20, 25 years were excellent investigators. I mean, they were just, they were doing amazing work. And then somebody comes in and removes all of those people and they put in somebody that doesn't know their ass from a hole in the ground. And it just, it just wasn't right. I just couldn't understand it. I mean, but, you know, then after this, it's like you see all this stuff being shuffled around, and especially women. And I will say there are a few women that have withstood all of this shuffling that's gone around, but there were a lot of good state directors that were just pushed out that were women. And just, and now it's like you're looking at this situation, what's going on, and it's like, oh, this is why. Because they weren't a 13-year-old girl. That's how come they didn't get to advance in the MUFON. But, you know, there's a lot of them that's been replaced by Jan whenever he got in there. There's a lot of people now that are calling for all of the head international and national to be taken away, to be removed. Because they're too tainted now. But, I mean, I don't know if you know anything about the one that the board finally came, MUFON finally came out and said who they were replacing Jan Harzan with. And, I mean, my gosh, they just traded one sex thing for another.
Well, it looked like really it was reported. It was reported in Newsweek, but I also want to say, supposedly in this country, you know, you are innocent until proven guilty. So I guess my belief is you can't chastise until somebody's proven guilty. Just because somebody's arrested doesn't mean they're guilty.
That's true. But you have to look at the image of your organization. I mean, if the president of the bank that I work for, if he was arrested for something like this, they would have removed him immediately. I mean, you just don't need that. MUFON's has had enough scandals. They didn't need this. And this is even worse than, to me, this is even worse than them taking money from the government for reports and things like that.
It doesn't get much worse than that. I mean, and look at the Subway and the Jared Fogel thing. I mean, that destroyed Subway.
Oh yeah, definitely. It really did. And I mean, it's, you just don't want to be associated with anything like that, whether it's true or not. And I know there for the longest time, it seemed like every woman in the world was pointing their finger at a movie director or a judge or something like that, and they were saying, oh, well, 15 years ago, he wanted me to have sex with him before I could advance in my job. Well, and they had sex with him to advance in their job, and then they're coming back and they're going, oh, yeah, well, that was wrong. Yeah. It was, and you shouldn't have done it 15 years ago. But this is a whole different thing. You know, I mean, this is just crazy. And then the guy that they've replaced things with is David McDonald. Well, he's got a Mile High Club. That he's a pilot, and he's flies celebrities around and stuff like that, and if they want to join the Mile High Club, then he's all for it. He flies them around, lets them do it. Doesn't matter who they bring on board.
Crazy world. Crazy people.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, let's replace sex with more sex, and let's see how far MUFON goes with this. I mean, it's ridiculous. So I don't know what's going to happen to it after this.
Well, now MUFON, isn't that kind of the preeminent, UFO organization, haven't they? I know there's another one. I can't remember the name of another big one, but I mean, MUFON, isn't that just kind of the main one out there to report UFOs and do investigations?
Oh yeah, and you know, and here lately, and there's you can go on to MUFON's site, and if you want to submit a report, you can. And I don't know if you've ever seen one of those reports, but it's got a million different questions, and anybody that ever filled out a report completely, you know, it's like you save them 20 times, you know, it's like, because that's a lot, and you're sitting in front of the computer forever trying to submit this report. So you could also call in a report. You could phone one in instead of sitting there and doing it yourself. And there's a lot of those reports that were being deleted because they weren't filled out completely. And that's not how you do this. If the report's not filled out completely, you still contact that witness, and then you, as the investigator, finish filling out the report for that person. And it's crazy. I don't understand it, and I don't know how MUFON can keep on going other than egos that are running the joint. I mean, there's not very many that's been up in a higher level position that I've met that just wasn't oozing of ego, and that everybody is below them. And a lot of those people get a paycheck. I think if it's a volunteer organization, if this is what you want to do, I don't think you need to get a paycheck. You know, that's just bullshit to me.
I'm pretty sure I've dealt with MUFON once many years ago with my deal, and I'm pretty sure that their phone lines are being monitored, because the very first thing I did when I had my situation, it was calling MUFON, and I crap you not, like 2 days later, these mysterious people came out and installed that weird box thing by the house, and I'm pretty sure that they're under surveillance, but I wasn't terribly impressed with the investigators either that were investigating my deal, or lack thereof. I don't know. I haven't had a lot of contact with MUFON other than that one instance years ago, decades ago.
Yeah, and they've gotten better. They're trying to do a little bit more with the field investigators in their training, and they're trying to coordinate. I mean, I know they've got like a boot camp, and I can't remember what state that's held in, but you know, if you can't drive cross country to go attend one of those, and I know they were trying to get that in every state. And then, of course, I remember it wasn't long after I had joined, it wasn't long after that they started wanting background checks on anybody that joined in too. So it's like you're paying a yearly fee to join an organization, and you have to be trained. And of course, you get a manual, and you're extensively tested to become a field investigator. But there's just not enough hands-on training, and that's something that's kind of hard to do. I mean, it's not like there's a UFO that lands in every field and you can go out there and do the testing on it.
So being somebody that has spent many years as an investigator, like for jobs, not UFOs, you can't read a manual and be proficient at your occupation. You know, it's like on the job thing. You have to have a mentor that teaches you the ins and outs of investigating whatever it is you're investigating. And I don't know about this boot camp. I mean, what's that about? Is that like, how's that work?
It's like forensics. It shows you all of the equipment that you might need, the type of gloves to wear, what evidence bags to have, how to label those, and just everything. It takes you out and shows you how to take samples in a field.
So they actually are using like a chain of evidence kind of thing, like the cops? That's good.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you need to have. If you want anything to be taken seriously or being, you have to make it to where you're, like it's a murder investigation. You have to do it exactly like that, because any kind of, you can't just go out there and just pick up a scoop of dirt in your hand and dump it in a bag. It's got to be done as if you were working a murder investigation. Everything has to be able to make it admissible in the court.
Has MUFON over the years, have they ever come across like this, any smoking gun evidence? I mean, after all this investigation, all this work, all this time, have they come up with anything amazing? I mean, irrefutable evidence? Or has it all been anecdotal, whatever?
Well, there's several cases, and it's kind of hard, too, because they always talk about how eyewitness testimony isn't always reliable. So, I mean, that's the main thing that you have. There's a lot of cases that, of course, I mean, they've made several different TV shows on them. But, I mean, there's a lot of unexplained stuff out there. And I'm sure, I mean, you can go through their website and you can see a lot of the big stories. But, you know, that's just like trying to prove the ghosts are real. Unless you can get one to stand up in a court of law and say, hey, I'm a ghost. You know, it's all what everybody wants to interpret something as.
It seems to me that somebody, would have come up with a crash disc at some point. Why does the government always get there first? How come MUFON hasn't, or maybe they have been called about, hey, you know, a giant disc just crashed in my backyard, send some investigators?
Well, and see, they've got a team that can respond within 24 hours, but it's like, it's a small team. And there's not a team in each state. And a lot of times, too, if there's something like that, it's not immediately reported to MUFON. You know, there are still a lot of people that don't realize that you can do that. You know, that to call MUFON, the first thing they want to do is they want to call the police because they've seen something crash in their field before they go and investigate it. Or, you know, and of course, if it sets something on fire, they're going to call the fire department, too. But you also have to think about how much the government, I mean, did somebody see this coming in on radar? And it was an undetected blip. And because they can scramble jets and helicopters a whole lot quicker than MUFON could ever get there.
If I ever see anything crash, I'm checking it out before I call the authorities. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I saw something crash in my field, I'll have my phone and then I'll have a gun. And I'm going out there just because I don't know what I'm going to go see. But, you know, the first thing you think about is something crashes in your field, you're going to think about an airplane's just crashed. So
that's the most
likely
scenario.
Yes, every time. So you're going to call the police, and I'm pretty sure that something was probably already chasing that UFO anyway, so they're already going to know it's there. So that's probably why your military will be able to get there a whole lot quicker than MUFON would ever. Because, I mean, nobody has MUFON on speed dial. Not like they do 911.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is go out there and start live streaming it on, like, Facebook to document it. Take selfies.
Yeah.
Do some Snapchatting, and then I'll call the authorities.
Yeah. Well, be sure you put it on Twitter, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want it to stay on there, say it's a Democratic convention going on, Twitter won't take it down.
Yeah, it's too bad they take down everything. You know, I bet if you live streamed a crash disk or something like that, it'd be removed and disappear because, you know, it's all a big conspiracy. Governments, corporations, they don't want the truth to be out there. The mosquito people are coming. They don't want to let us know.
Maybe that's where the tale of vampires came from, with the mosquito people.
But I have no idea what that is. The tales of vampires?
Yeah. Like, where did the vampire story
start? Oh, I got you. Yeah.
It was probably the mosquito people.
Venetian mosquito people. Yeah. Absolutely.
There you go.
Well, very interesting news at MUFON. Hopefully they get themselves all sorted out after all this drama and allegations of
people being lame. Well, you know, it'll always... You got to let it die down some. But anytime something comes up, that's what you get. The two biggest scandals now will be the one where they were taking money from the government, and now you've got their director that's been taken down for soliciting sex to a 13-year-old. So, makes you wonder who else is going to go with them.
That begs the question, is MUFON still the best option to report sightings?
You know, there's a handful of people that I know personally, and a couple of them are ex-MUFON people simply because MUFON decided to push them out, that I would call if I needed something like that going on. And then there's a few people that don't have anything to do with MUFON that I would probably call on. It's more what you feel comfortable with. It's just me, personally, that's all I can say. I've just seen too much, and I'm just not impressed.
How about you and I start our own organization? We could call it, like, MUFON, and it'll be our own UFO investigation organization.
Yeah, we could do that.
And we will operate
it
with integrity.
There's a whole bunch of states between it. Yeah, you'll just set me pizza and answer the telephone, and I'll do all the running, right?
Exactly. I will be, since I'm such a handsome individual, I will be the face of MUFON. And, yeah.
Is that going to be with your goatee or without?
Well, it will be without the goatee. I will be completely shaven. I will shave my eyebrows and put in black sclera lenses. So that it pops. So people go like, whoa, this dude is scary. He looks like an alien. This MUFON must be legit.
Yeah, let's run the other way.
Oh, the longer I'm not working, the less sane I'm becoming. I think I'm getting progressively more crazy, as you can tell.
Well, I know I had... last week off on vacation, and you can call it a vacation. I just wasn't at my regular job. I was doing a lot of work around here. I mean, I'm going to be moving from, like, downsizing a lot. I mean, tremendously. So now I'm emptying out, trying to empty out my house and just keep the necessities of what I think's going to fit up there, and then I'm going to have to get rid of the rest.
How are you going to get rid of the rest? Are you going to, like, throw it all in a dumpster?